Herb could tell things had taken a turn for the really quite bad. So he snatched up the fairy tale book, found the page with a fairy godmother, and shook it until she tumbled out of the book and onto the floor. She was a bit cross, actually, because her dress got crumpled and she nearly twisted her ankle. "Well," she said, "I've got a good mind to turn you into a caterpillar, little boy."
"No, no," said Herb. "Don't turn me into a caterpillar. It's those two who need to be caterpillars."
"Oh, no, not you two again," said the godmother, spying the two alarmed wolves. "Always making trouble, blowing people's houses down and gobbling them up without so much as a do you mind." As she said this, she accidentally waved her wand at the little wolf, and the smoke went poof, just like in the fairy tales, and suddenly there was the little wolf standing in a ball gown.
Oh dear, this will never do," said the fairy godmother, shaking her head. "That dress was meant for Cinderella. You shook me out of the book just as I was about to send her to the ball. Awfully nice dress, though. I have an eye for fashion, as you can probably tell, but not at all suitable for a wolf."